To order the Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting dated April 11th, 2013. I guess we can go ahead and start with the invocation. Did you want to go ahead and do that? You didn't last one?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, bless our decisions that will make the right ones. And Father, look over our troops that are fighting for our country. I ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please.
Ms. Danielle Bruce-Laird.
Here.
Ms. Latricia Wilson.
Here.
Ms. Mary Cully.
Here.
Mr. Donald Sparkman.
Here.
And Mr. Bill Bockwitz.
Here.
We have a call.
We had a opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting. Okay, we have a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Motion from Latricia, second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous. Let's go ahead and swear in the officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the police of the board, for the record, I would point out that Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, and Raymond Furring accept the deal.
Okay, and we have a guest this evening that you'd like to introduce.
Thanks. Let me introduce Reba McIntyre.
She doesn't look a thing like her.
Reba. Got country western music on my mind. Reba Abraham, I'm sorry. Reba was first a Gator and then a University of Texas Longhorn for law school. And she came back and got an LM at University of Florida Law School. So she's double Gator. She joined us a week or so ago. Worked for the 5th District Court of Appeals. She worked for a firm in Tampa and another firm up in Tallahassee doing some environmental law. And she's got a twin sister that's a pediatrician, right, up at Shands.
Wow.
Studying up at Shands now, doing what?
Pediatric endocrinology.
Okay, so she comes from really bright stock, apparently.
What is she doing with us?
So she's hoping to get acclimated to some of the city stuff. So I invited her here tonight just to see what y'all do and start seeing some of the stuff that we do at the city. So.
Nice to have you.
Yeah. Welcome, Reba. And hook 'em. I'm alumni, so I have to.
Are you really?
No hazing.
Got some Texas blood on the board, that's good. Okay, a little bit of housekeeping. If you have a cell phone on your person, if you could either silence it or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And with that, we can begin with anybody who's present. Present that case first, please.
Thank you. Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for more than 5 years. I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. If it pleases the board, we'll take the cases in the order of appearance. However, the first one just stepped out. So we'll go to number two.
Okay.
If you'll turn to...
Hang on a second. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
You have to take that outside. If you go to page 4 on the agenda, CUM 130364, that is a petition. The respondent is here this evening. The city does support the petition request,
which is
basically an extension of
364.
CON 130364, the City of Ocala versus Victoria L. Bush, 108 North Magnolia Avenue, Suite 403. As part of the presentation, we've included a copy of the petition and the case photo.
And the city's okay with the request?
Yes, sir. Based upon the information gathered from the officer assigned to the case, the city does support the request of the extension of time.
Any discussion amongst the board?
Mm-mm.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Donald. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
A second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case. We have representation this evening, which is on page 2 of the agenda. CON 130209. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Dan and Joanne Washington, a location of 625 Northwest 9th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2840-028-001. Legal service was obtained on 3-1-2013 for the notice of violation and 3-21-2013 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located the property and served the properties in violation of the city's code and it is overgrown and contained junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful. As part of your presentation, at the end of the presentation, we've included photographs of the condition of the property and the current condition of the property as it stands out there now. We have had it appears that some work was done. I'm assuming that we're going to be requested to give an additional extension for time. City would not have a problem with that, provided it's within you know, a few weeks like we've suggested here. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions the board may have this evening. And we do have representation here that would like to speak in this case. Do you have board have any questions of Officer Furring?
I was just wondering who made the complaint.
I'm sorry?
Who made the complaint?
I think Officer Furring located this one because it wasn't by a citizen complaint.
Okay, any other questions for the city? No? Okay, is there a Dan or Joanne Washington present? Okay, you can come up and be sworn in, please.
You can raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Dan Washington.
And your address, please.
625 Northwest 9th Avenue.
Okay. Go ahead. You're welcome to present your case.
I'll have to ask the members of the. I need a little bit more time, you know, to clean it up. I'm nearly done, but I mean, I do need a little bit more time.
Okay. Have you communicated with the officer? Are you aware of what needs to be taken care of?
I'm pretty sure I am, but I did explain this up to him.
Sometimes when I stop by this property, they come in out and ask me what I'm doing, and I make them another photo. I'm playing for the gentleman, we need to start cleaning up. He did some of his work, as shown in the pictures, and he needs some more time to complete the rest.
Okay, how much time are you looking for?
Hopefully about the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
It should be done before then.
14 days.
Okay, so that's the staff recommendation. The recommendation from the city is that you get another 2 weeks to get it done. And once you're done, if you contact the officer for reinspection to make sure it's taken care of, you can do that?
I'm pretty sure. Now, I had a boat out in my backyard. I was told such as 6 months or a year ago that the boat was fine sitting there where it was. And I was being concerned. I know my son, he's in jail with his car. I will move it this weekend. And then the rest of the stuff, I got some picnic tables back there I will put out front, and I do have a barrel right there. I also have some wood on the right side of my house from the road. I usually constantly burn, you know, just to enjoy the company or something like that, you know. If that's a problem, I would just have to move that.
I don't think that is part of the problem, so. If you just make it clear with the officer what it is that needs to be done, and if we can get it done within the next 2 weeks, I think everybody will be happy.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, okay, not a problem.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Donald.
I'll second.
Second from Danielle, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I have a question.
Oh, do you?
Okay, well.
Yeah, my concern is, are we giving him a delay in time, or are we still gonna find him guilty and give him a delay? What are we?
Well,
He's asking for a total delay and not to be fined and.
Well, he's got 14 days to get it, so there won't be any fines start running until after 14 days.
Right.
He said that he can get it taken care of before then, so there shouldn't be any fine there. There's still gonna be a case cost because we're here, but other than that, as long as he gets it cleaned up and we get a re-inspection and everything's to everyone's satisfaction, and then we'll be fine.
I would point out that we would have a non-compliance hearing if it was not, so if he was not able to get it done in 2 weeks, he could request additional fine as well.
Right.
So as long as you understand that, if you don't get it done in 2 weeks, you can request more time of the board.
Okay, but I would need to come here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No problem, I just wanted to be sure.
Okay, so the motion passed 4-1. So just, you know, get it taken care of, contact the officer, get a re-inspection, and hopefully we get it done within 2 weeks and then we're done. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That'll take us to the first case on page 2, CUN 130355. That's the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Rachelin Auburn and Riverside National Bank. A location in the city of 201027 Northeast 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violation of Section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82512, barrier required, and Section 82513, specifications for barrier. The parcel ID is 2614-002-011. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and we have also included a copy of the SunBiz report and the final judgment. We point out for the record that we do not have representation in this case present this evening. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed properties in violation of the city's code, sections 3495, 82512, and 513. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Kennedy enabled the bank to comply with the registration requirements. However, all of the other violations remain. All attempts possible for Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. There is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Kennedy is here, prepared to answer any questions you may have. And the city rest of the case.
Go ahead.
Is there anyone living in the house?
I'm sorry?
Anyone living in the house?
I don't believe so. I'd have to ask Officer Kennedy.
The house is vacant.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion from Danielle, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to page 3 of the agenda. I would point out to the board members that we did start out with our usual number of cases this week. It's just that the staff has been able to work this down to four remaining folks.
Yeah, that's good.
It should be a nice quick.
I got like two questions.
This is CON 12-2459, the City of Ocala versus Verona 5 LLC, case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, a location of the 1700 block of West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2260-110-016. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. I would point out for the record that there is no representation here this evening by the respondent. and the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful. Staff has a recommendation on the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we have included photographs at the end of your presentation of the current condition of the property. You'll notice that we have a residence on each side of this property with the overgrown property in between them, so the overgrown property is well within the 300-foot guideline of the code.
We've done this one before, haven't we?
No, sir, this is not a repeat. The next one is a repeat.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Danielle.
Second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda. CON 130051, the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Calvin Sanford Jr., a location of 2037 West Sulphur Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2260-150-014, and we do have a copy of the delivery receipt from you, not from the Postal Service, but not a copy of the signature. We did post the property. We would be proceeding in this property violation as a repeat violator. Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation of the property, which scored 25 points by Inspector David Thompson, the building official. We have included a copy of the previous findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance the last time, and we have also included that we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is a violation of the city's code, and it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of sections 3495, 82181, and 82182, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested the structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 25 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. I would also include that this property is contributing to the sun, blight, and degradation of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all the violations have not been successful. The violation remains. We'll point out for the board that we do not have representation by the respondent here this evening, and there is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We're prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the city?
I do.
Yes, sir.
Dwayne, is somebody living in this house?
No, sir.
Stand by.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That's it.
So we would ask for a finding of as a repeat violator and staff recommendation.
First staff recommendation.
Yeah, I'd say with staff recommendation accepted.
Motion from Donald to accept the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimous.
This property keeps getting whittled down. It's not going to be long before there won't be much left there without a demolition.
I guess we just have a few petitions left.
Yes, sir. That'll take us to the petitions section at the bottom of page 3. The city is on the first petition listed on the agenda, CUM 11-2881. The city has proposed a reduction, and I guess after you get done with the petition, you let me know if you want to hear that.
Taking care of the administrative costs, or is that all you're looking for? Is administrative costs since they've
already checked? We are asking for a penalty of $500 in this case, and the Cost of prosecution of $132.57 for a total of $632.57. I would point out for the board that they do have an additional petition on another property, which was much more problemsome than this particular property. Problemsome, is that, if that's a word.
Is there a reason why 91 days are not compliant? Are they saying that they purchased this property? What's their contention here?
You'll get a little more glimpse into their theory on the next petition that they've asked, but they're trying the same thing that other banks have tried with us. Oh, well, there was somebody there, we weren't allowed to get on the property, we couldn't maintain the property. Even when there was no one there, we couldn't maintain it because we didn't take possession of the property. And of course, the ordinance requires that once it's in default, that they maintain at least the outer shell of cutting and maintaining the property.
So why are we in agreement of reducing, you're going?
Well, because I'm not in agreement of reducing the next one. But this one wasn't nearly as much problem for us as the one we're going to hear next.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, based upon those facts, the fact that it was only 90 days versus a longer period of time as with most of the banks,
mm-hmm.
That's why we agreed to reduce this one and to let you use your own best judgment on the next one. But
I think reducing these things for these banks and just tell them that they can just keep doing what they want to do and just come back anytime and ask for a reduction.
In some situations, it is advantageous for the city to make a reduction in certain cases. And I base that upon the facts, the amount of problem that we had with the neighbors, you know, complaining about the situation at the location, whether or not we had to go in and abate a problem, and also, you know, the overall condition and the situation they're in. If they have a sale, a short sale or something pending, and we can get the property back into a rightful owner,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's advantageous for us to try to accommodate them.
Is that this case right here?
They have not indicated that to us in this situation. However, I would point out to the board that this particular one wasn't the same situation as the next one that we're going to present to you from the same company.
But we have to look at them individually.
We do have to look at them individually.
And yeah. It just seems to be a matter of that they didn't get the registration check in for 90 days.
Yes, sir.
And we're asking them to pay a $500 fine rather than $45 for paying it late, in addition to administrative costs. I think it's fair to give them an opportunity to do that, in my opinion.
We leave it up to the good judgment of the board.
But I cannot make a motion. So.
Oops.
Somebody's got to.
I make a motion we deny.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. So passes 4-1 to deny it.
That brings us to the top of page 4 of your agenda this evening. CON 12-1370. The City of Ocala versus Marcia K. Rodriguez and the same company, Oswin Financial Services, care of John Roberts, first agent. In this situation, they had essentially the same problem. They didn't register. However, we had a lot more problem with this particular property. It was more of a nuisance to the neighborhood. It was clear that the occupants had abandoned the property. The property was left unsecured and a derelict vehicle left on the property as well. The city had to abate this violation. We had to secure, cut and clean the property and remove the vehicle. So the city proposed a reduction to $5,000 fine plus costs and of $122.63. So once again, we'll leave it to the good senses of the board.
Okay, so the total amount right now is $65.20.67.
I had $66.51.63. I don't know if you guys look that up.
The sheet says 65.
I'm looking at the case cost sheet here. Oh, there's utilities due of $448.01.
Okay, we can't order that here though, can we?
Well, you could make any arrangement that you want to make contingent upon the fact that they have to pay the utilities. That is also a code violation of Chapter 7686 and is automatically a special assessment under the code.
Okay.
So if you were inclined to make a deal,
you could make the, you know, the fact that the utilities have to be paid contingent in that deal. But I'm not going to let them, I'm not going to clear the property until they pay the utilities anyways.
Well, I see the utilities on here, 44804, but still with the 6,072.63, it's 65,20.67.
Right, and they paid the work that was done by the city.
So they're asking to reduce the fines.
Well, and they did not pay the cost of prosecution. We would want that paid.
I make a motion we don't accept the petition.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? One. Pass 4-1.
That'll bring us to the next petition on the docket or the agenda, CUN 12-1492. The city opposes this request. I'll give you more reasoning after you've read the petition. Their basic premise is that they're not going to pay this, and that's okay, but that the city should just foreclose on them, and the city decides what properties they would foreclose based on a close conversation with the city attorney. If they choose not to pay this, that's okay. It just sits there as a lien on the property.
Is the fine still running, or everything's been taken care of? There's just this outstanding fine, or?
I'd make a motion to not grant the petition.
I still have a question.
I mean, the city has $3,100 in fines that were ordered by the board. Mm-hmm. The city has $1,439.75 in cost to clean up the property and $137.63 in prosecution costs.
Okay, if the, but is the, if, is
in
the
board's
property
wisdom, if you wanted to reduce the fine portion,
they're not going to pay anything, right?
Is the property
that's what they kind of say. Well, the city brought the property into compliance.
It is. Okay. That's a question. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor from Danielle.
The city will have to keep bringing the property into compliance every time it overgrows again, correct?
If they don't take care of it, the city will.
Yeah.
And we do routinely on numerous properties in the city.
Okay, we have a motion on the table from Danielle.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Pass 4-1.
They on other property,
have
right,
we,
Chip?
Have we passed their request?
We declined
to pass it.
They own a bunch of other property, don't they?
I did not do research into that.
I mean, I've dealt with them a lot, and so I think they, you know, they acquire these properties, supposedly to develop them. And I've been very successful. So the lien will be a lien on all the other properties they have too, which they may be more interested in than this one.
It's one way of getting them interested, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, they didn't explain any of that to us, so I didn't have any independent knowledge of what they were up to. I would point out for the board that we've already handled CUN 13-0364, thereby leading us to page 5 of the agenda, old business, and we would respectfully request these items are accepted as a consent agenda for non-compliance. I would indicate to the board that all of the properties listed as the consent agenda for non-compliance have an affidavit of non-compliance in their case file. The city would respectfully request an order, a final order of non-compliance, and an order for the city to proceed with the board's previous board orders in these cases.
Okay, we have a motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
We have a motion from Kyle. We have a second.
Yes,
second from Patricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
And as part of the discussion, I wanted to bring up that we will be working with the city attorney in the future. Chapter 162 has changed in requirements of notice. So we bring to you each year an annual request that you allow us to post, as opposed to a more expensive method of advertising in the newspaper. And generally, we've been granted that, and we appreciate that. The state has gone to
a new law in Chapter 162 that says we send out the certified mail, we send out the regular mail, wait 30 days, and we do not have to receive the green cards back or any proof of service on the certified letter. We can go straight to posting or whatever else we're authorized to do. What that means to you is that one section of our presentation where we show you guys the returns of services and all that stuff will no longer be in the presentation. We're going to tell you that we will have waited at a minimum of 30 days. Generally, we try to work with people 60, 90. You know, as you all have pointed out before, we've worked with people 6 months, a year before. But it's a new notice requirement until we can get the attorney up on that and decide how we want to do all that stuff, make him happy. Just letting you know that the law has changed. And what we would ultimately like to do is to make a notice of violation that has a notice of appearance date on it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be paying over $22,000 worth of certified mail costs next year. And so if we can send that all out on the first try, you know, take care of your property within this time. If you do nothing, a hearing will be held on this date. Mm-hmm. So that's the way we want to go with that. We'll be working with them on trying to get that accomplished, that we don't have to send out so much certified mail. But I don't know how far we'll get with that. But the notice requirements have changed. So.
Okay.
I'm available to answer any questions you may have. Having said that, I respectfully request another motion to accept all of the evidence, presentations, and testimony into the record.
I have a motion to accept the evidence.
I'll move for that.
Motion by Danielle, second.
I'll second.
Second by Kyle, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. Passed unanimous. Okay, do we have any other comments from board members?
That was a quick night.
Yeah, Reba, again, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.